You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
To score a goal.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill. Alex Dunn here with Jason Lewis, looking ahead to the best of the action in League One and League Two this weekend. And it's a weekend where League One and League Two all of a sudden become almost a focal point for the domestic action. It is, of course, International Week, no Premiership football, no Championship football, and all of a sudden, sides in League One and League Two have got a bit of a chance to shine, haven't they, Jason?
Yeah, we've got a few TV games to look at this weekend, and it's a bit of added pressure for us, really, to get some decent winners down so people are making some money, I think, really.
Yeah, exactly. Pete Farries, of course, who does the Championship podcast, has been tipping winners, or at least on the Naps table, left, right and centre. And though we haven't done too badly, we could really do with this week to boost our chances. Incidentally, there is a Championship podcast this week. I know there's no Championship games, but myself and Pete have looked ahead to the end of the season, if you like, and based on what we've seen so far, who we think will be finishing roughly where. You'll find that on the 72.co.uk, as you'll find this one, also on the William Hill Audio Boom pages and the William Hill website. So worth a listen, I think it's fair to say. It's a different podcast, but plenty of bets to get your teeth stuck into. But I'm glad that we've got this left, Jason. In terms of just a few games to go at this week. And as you said, with the televised games, there are going to be teams that people, you know, won't have seen this season, or maybe at all, perhaps, and they're going to want a bet. So up to us to steer them in the right direction, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And really back on the map, so actually gutted last week. I was looking rosy until literally added time when Peterborough levelled at Gillingham. So I was really gutted when that one went in, but hopefully we'll be on a nice winning track this weekend. And as you say, and unknown for many people, and we're the so-called experts, so hopefully we can send them in the right direction.
Fingers crossed anyway. We'll start with Southend against Peterborough then in League One. This one's Saturday at 12.05. It is televised, and Southend are 5-4. The draw is 11-5, and Peterborough are in the betting at 23-10. Southend's winless so far, not a fantastic start to the season. Peterborough not much better, though, it has to be said. Two sides, obviously with Southend coming up, they would have expected perhaps to find it a little bit more difficult. Both sides will really be itching just to get a win on the board here, won't they, Jason?
Yeah, I think it's a big game. It's not probably the most what Sky were expecting when they picked this one for TV, to have one win from 10 league matches between these two sides. And really, if it wasn't televised, I think we'd struggle really to be picking this one out from the fixtures. But nevertheless, there's still plenty on offer, like you say. And I think it's going to be close. I can't separate them, to be fair. Both sides definitely need the win. They're there at the wrong end of the table already. You've got Southend in 20th, 3 points. Peterborough, 18th, 4 points. And just both teams seem to lack where they're going to get goals. I think that's going to be an issue in this game. Where are the goals going to come from? And both, in the long run, over the course of the season, where are these teams going to get the goals for, really? It's difficult to pick out a natural goal scorer for either of them, I'd say, personally. And if you look at the goal scoring market, there's nothing really that stands out. The only one I've picked from looking at what's happened so far this season is Marcus Madison. Anytime. He's got 4 goals this season at 23-10. Mm-hmm. He's got 3 in the league, including their only away goal so far this season for Peterborough. So if you're looking for a goal scorer, he's there at 23-10, but it wasn't really fill me with a lot of confidence, and neither does Peterborough to win this game, really. If you go back into last season, without an away win in 7, that goes back to March, there's 5 defeats in there and 2 draws, and they've only scored 3 times in that time, in that run of 7 games. So really, I can't see them scoring in this one. Southend have not really adapted to the League One football that well, having come up last season through the playoffs, and they did end last season with 4 wins in a row at Roots Hall, which was part of a 7-game unbeaten run. But I just struggle to see any of these two sides having any quality. And for me, it's going to be low scoring. I think you've got the draw. These two teams, you can't really separate them. I'm struggling. I don't know if you can see anything between them that's going to stand out. I was trying to get away of, I couldn't see either team romping to a 2 or 3 goal lead. So if you really want to play this one, super tactical, make some sort of money. If you think like me, it's going to be either a draw or a single goal win either way. You can get the Thai handicaps on Southend -1 at 11-4, Thai Peterborough -1 9-2, and the draw 16-5. And there is a way, if you play around with your stakes, that you can get profit from the draw or either of those bets. But for me, the draw is the stronger result here. I think it could be a long season for both these two sides, really.
Okay. Fair enough. The draw in that one, then. We'll move to the other televised game. I know it is on Sunday. Then we'll go back to the other game that we're going to look at, which is Saturday at 3. But Burton against Coventry is Sunday at 2:30. It is, as I said, the other televised game. Burton are 6-4. The draw is 21-10. And Coventry are in the betting at 2-1. Bit of a different story here in that we've got two sides who've started the season in great form. Burton have only lost the once. They've won the other four. And Coventry, although they start the season well, a loss at Walsall and a home draw against Southend will have disappointed a little, but they're still very much in their pitching, and this should be a good game.
Yeah, literally polar opposite to that last one. We've got a lot we can dig our teeth into here with Burton. They've come up like Southend from League Two, and really hit the ground running, and it's just a superb start from them with those four wins already under their belt, 12 points sitting third in the table. They're unbeaten in 8 league games at home. Granted, obviously 6 of those were in League Two, but they've only had one home defeat since October. And records like that are something that I like to pack. I think it's almost impossible not to support that sort of record. And they certainly do have a way of winning games at home. Coventry, like you say, lost at Walsall, table toppers Walsall, who we're coming to shortly. And they really salvaged a point against Southend, having gone 2 goals down on Monday night. So it's difficult to back Coventry here with their recent record, even though they're definitely the bigger club in this one. And they won their other away game 4-0 at Millwall, but claimed just 7 wins on the road all of last season. And it's probably the area they're going to need to improve if they're going to mount a promotion push this season. But in this one, they're without their goalscorer, Adam Armstrong, which I went to look at the goalscorer market. He wasn't there. I did a quick search of the news, and he's on England under-19 duty. And with his 5 goals that he's already got this season, and with him not available in this game, could prove decisive for Coventry for me, really. And Burton at 11-8, I think that's excellent value on a team with such a good home record. You've got, if you're looking for something else, Coventry here have scored in all their games so far this season, so there could well be goals in this one. So both teams to score and over 2.5 goals is definitely something to look at. 5-4, this bet's landed in 3 of Burton's 5 league games this season, and each of their last 3 games last season. So they don't necessarily always keep the goals out when they do win. And when Coventry have landed this record, this bet in their last 3 games, then you're probably feeling you could be onto a winner there at 5-4, which is probably my pick in this one.
Okay. So both teams score yes and over 2.5.
Yeah, 5-4, just the right side even, so we like a bit of profit there.
It's actually 11-8 now, Jason, as well. So
is it? It's
even better.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Perhaps someone's being saying I'm not, but I'd certainly be backing that as the price gets bigger.
Okay, fair enough. We've got Walsall against Bury up next. I should just say as well, those prices that we're quoting there are correct as of Thursday at about 1:30 as we record this. Just in case you go to look at the markets and they've changed drastically. But I doubt that they will. 11-8 there for both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. The final game that we're going to look at in League One is Walsall against Bury, as I touched on there. It is Saturday at 3 o'clock, and Walsall in the betting at 13-10. The draw is 21-10, and Bury are 23-10. Walsall, top of the table, and haven't done a great deal wrong so far, has to be said. Home draw against Oldham on the first day of the season, but then they've won at Southend, away at Rochdale as well, and then at home to Coventry before trouncing Blackpool last week. Granted, that is only Blackpool, but they were impressive that day. They come up against Bury here, who've had a middling start to the season. Yes, they've only lost once, but they still haven't won. And I was really, really surprised here, Jason, to see Walsall odds against.
Yeah, I was shocked. It was the first one I leapt on straight away as soon as I started looking at this week's games. That price is 5-4. It's 5-4 when I looked it up. Is it still 5-4 at the moment?
It is 13-10, sorry.
13-10, that's great. So, see, the value is definitely there on that Walsall to win. I don't see how really Bury are backable in this game. Granted, they have drawn 4 games, so they're not the easiest side to beat necessarily this season. But they've drawn 4 games, and some of them, they did draw against Oldham, who Walsall also drew against, but they drew at Crewe 3-0, who Crewe looked like they're really going to struggle this season. And they've drawn at home to Swindon also, but one of the better teams probably. And Doncaster, sort of a middling team. But then you just can't look away from Walsall, who scored 4 goals against Blackpool, 2 against Coventry, 2 against Rochdale, and 2 against Southend. Not the biggest names in the division, granted, there necessarily, but when you're just winning games, winning becomes a habit. And when the game's coming thick and fast like they do in this division, I think you've got to favour Walsall in this one. They're unbeaten at home in 8 league games. There's a run going back to February. And last year, it sort of tailed off them. They had so much hype around them, making it all the way to that Johnson's Paint Trophy final. Mm-hmm. But I think this year, the focus is definitely on the league. So really, that's what I'd be saying. This one, they've been knocked out of the JPT in the first round. In midweek, they lost at Morecambe. So really, League One, pushing for that surprise promotion in some people's eyes, probably for me, with Walsall there. And I like hearing that the race to 2 at 17-10, that, as I said, it's been quite free scoring already this season, and to get 2 goals in this one against a Bury side that have leaked goals, I think the problem with that is if you're not certain that Walsall are going to win this game, I think you can be pretty certain they're going to at least score once. And you'd hope against Bury, who let in 2 against Swindon, 4 against Fleetwood, 3 against Crewe, mm-hmm. who Walsall have a lot more to offer than Crewe, you'd hope that Walsall are going to get 2 goals in this game. So it's 17-10, race to 2 for Walsall is probably my pick in this one, I'd have to say.
Yeah, certainly makes plenty of appeal, doesn't it? So Walsall flying high, and hopefully they can continue that against Bury on Saturday. We'll move to League 2 then. Just the one televised game in League 2, and it is Sunday lunchtime, 12:15 kickoff for Bristol Rovers against Oxford. Bristol Rovers are 17-10. The draw is 21-10, and the away side are also 17-10. So the market, you know, find it pretty difficult to split these two sides here, Jason. How do you see it going? Bristol Rovers have started the season really well, having come up. Oxford still unbeaten and have been pretty much as solid as everybody thought they would be.
Yeah, I think you've got to really look at who these teams have played if you're looking to separate them. Until Bristol Rovers, they have got those 3 wins, but you look at who they've been. They've been Yeovil away, who are currently 21st on the table with just 3 points. They've beaten Luton, who many people tipped for they do well this season, but they had a shocking start to the season. Also, they're there in 22nd. They've just got 2 points. And they've beaten Barnet, who came up with Bristol Rovers last season from the conference. So they aren't the biggest of wins. And then when you look at this Oxford side, they're always difficult to beat, I'd say. Michael Appleton's side is always very difficult to beat. So I'm swaying towards Oxford, but I wouldn't say I'm too confident to back them outright. So that the draw no better even is probably the way I'd play this one. The fact that Oxford are unbeaten this season, they've scored in all their games, so they've got a good chance of getting into this one. So with that draw no better, obviously, you put your stake, and if Oxford win, you get it at evens, and if it's a draw, you get your stake back. And I said last week, I don't particularly like looking right through history, but Oxford haven't lost at Bristol Rovers since 2004. And when Bristol Rovers won that game in 2004, it's been their only win in their last 8 clashes at home against Oxford. So Oxford have been quite successful in their trips to Bristol Rovers in recent memory, or quite distant memory, really. So for me, I think certain fans know about like sort of stats like that. And I think Oxford will be confident here of at least picking up a point and maintaining their unbeaten start to the season. They've had their 2 away games so far this season. They drew at Luton and drew at Mansfield. So that's how I'd see this one going. A possible other way of going is Oxford to win either half. I think they do have goals in this Oxford side. And if they go a goal down, Mike Crafton, from the brief couple of games I've seen him, he certainly, if his team aren't performing, he tells them about it at half-time. Mm. And they'll come out in the second half and probably make a good game of it. And they've won at least one of the halves in all their league games other than the opening day match against Crawley. So it's just slightly the wrong side of evens. But 10-11, I think you've got to take what you can get in games like this. And the bookies aren't favouring anyone particularly. So if you're going for a punt, you're struggling to get massive value. And if you're looking for a favourite, there isn't really a favourite. So around the even money bets are the ones to be looking at for me. And Oxford draw no bet, or Oxford to win either half, I just see them slightly edging this one. But I wouldn't want to put money down on them at that big price, because Bristol Rovers do have a knack of possibly getting a result, especially in front of the TV cameras, which I think they'll enjoy.
Okay, so we're leading towards Oxford, but with a bit of a an insurance, if you like.
With caution, I say. With caution.
And you mentioned, of course, you know, sides who've got a good record away from home or against a certain side. And I know there'll be people who pay a lot of attention to that. And some people will go, well, that's ridiculous. You're talking about, you know, 10 years ago now and the teams have completely changed instead. It does stand true, I find. More often than not, you do get bogey sides, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we all know that they're not bogey sides. I just remember a chip as a Bournemouth fan in League One when we played Leighton Orient, and I think we'd beaten them the season before, we beat them the next time we played them, but the time we went, we were 2-0 up going into the final 5 minutes. I was like, well, that ends this bogey run, and what happened? We ended up drawing 2-2.
Exactly.
And I think it was a run of ridiculous number of games that we hadn't ever won at Leighton Orient, which was just ludicrous, really. But I think it happens, and it happens. There's too many times to mention happening for it to be coincidence, really, like you say.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with you. Okay, we'll move to the next game we're going to look at in League Two. Two more games left. They're both Saturday at 3 o'clock, and the first of them is Exeter against Leighton Orient. Exeter 23-10. The draw is 11-5, and Leighton Orient in the betting at 5-4. Leighton Orient top of the table, 5 from 5 so far. Come up against an Exeter side who are mid-table. You'd expect to probably stay there as well. They're a solid side, Exeter. But Leighton Orient blowing everybody away so far, and can it be another win here?
I think so. Exeter, like you're saying, don't really threaten relegation, but don't offer a lot at the top end of the table, kind of comfortable where they are in the division. Whereas Leighton Orient, it's some run, really, they've been on the start of this season. Just one goal conceded already, and they've scored 11, if I do the maths right. Yep, they've scored, no more than that.
13 they've got, Leighton Orient.
13 goals in 5 games is some going, really, at this level. I think, I don't want to... Because I don't know any inside information, but if Ian Hendon doesn't win Manager of the Month tomorrow morning, I don't really know what's going on at the Football League. So I think he's nailed on to win that. And they've put Dean Cox, who was up for Player of the Month. I'm not sure he's going to win that one, but he's been playing in a sort of free role off the strikers. And he was a good player in League One, very good player. I'm surprised they've managed to keep hold of him at Leighton Orient. And he really should be tearing this division apart, as he has been already this season. So I think Leighton Orient just have too much for Exeter. Exeter at home, they've done all right. They've got one win so far. They beat Yeovil 3-2 on the opening day and drew with York 0-0. But for me, it's Orient all the way here. I think it's going to be 6-6. It's a fantastic start for them to season. So much so, I'm looking at Orient possibly to win to nil. They've, as I say, only conceded one goal so far this season. That's there at 13-5. But personally, I'm swaying towards Orient -1 at 11-4. There's similar prices there, that win to nil and Orient -1. But Exeter might not have lost it by a two-goal margin at home since February, and that match was against Plymouth. But the matches since then have come against the likes of your Wimbledons, your Morecambes, Dagenham and Redbridge. And this season, you look at who they play, York and Yeovil. They're not really the big hitters in this division. So for me, I think that Orient here are going to win this one. I fancy them to win it quite comfortably there with the -1 at 11-4. If you're feeling more safe, and I'd say Orient is probably the pick of the Saturday 3 o'clock game. The last 4 meetings have all been won by the home team, and 3 of them have been won 3-0. But I think this one's going to upset that one, and we're going to have an away win in this one. So upset the apple cart a little bit, but an Orient win.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, we'll move on to the final game, which is Wickham against Hartlepool, Saturday 3 o'clock for this one. And Wickham are 5-6. The draw 23-10, and Hartlepool in the betting at 19-5. Two sides that started the season very well indeed. Wickham were expected to. Hartlepool less so. Wickham do remain unbeaten, and they've only conceded one goal so far. Hartlepool, as I said, with a fantastic start, but they fell at Stevenage and then at home to Carlisle. And it's going to be a tricky job to get back to winning ways at Wickham here, isn't it, Jason?
I think it is. Wickham is a very good side of the division. I think there's sort of two ways to play your football in the Football League lower tiers. And you've either got the way that Leighton Orient are playing, which is all guns blowing, and sort of your Portsmouth as well, we're going to score one more than you. Or there's the way that Wickham play it, which is we're going to be really difficult to beat. We're going to get a goal and you're going to have to try and break us down. So 8-11 for Wickham. When you see that both teams only have 3 wins, might seem a little short, but Hartlepool probably, if anything, started a little too well, I'd say. I think I sort of got sucked into it last week. They got beaten 3-2 by Carlisle at home. And I think maybe they might just be settling down now, and possibly they'll find their place amongst the middle of this League Two table. Whereas Wickham, on the other hand, just missed out on the promotion last season. I think they're going to be looking to win this game. They should be winning games like this. And they've got some tricky matches coming up. They've got Plymouth and Leighton Orient to come in the next two league games after this one. So 3 points here is going to be massive for them. And 8-11, it's not the best price, let's be honest. But you've got to feel confident that Wickham, as the home side here, as the bigger team, the stronger squad, should be getting this done. And Hartlepool won just 4 away games all of last season. And despite being caught, their main doubts for me whether they've really got a winning formula away from home. There have been improvements under Ronnie Moore. They stayed up heroically at the end of last year. But I think it's just going to perhaps be a bit of a crash down to earth these next couple of games for Hartlepool. And Wickham, as I say, 8-11. But for me, it's not going to be a high-scoring game. It never really is with Wickham. They've only had 1 game so far over 2.5 goals. So for me, Wickham and under 2.5 goals at 5-2 is a very good bet in this game. And it could be Wickham possibly climbing right up there. And I think those three, as you are, the top 4 or 5 teams in this division will probably be there come the end of the season. You've got Leighton Orient, Plymouth, Wickham, Portsmouth, Oxford. And you've got to expect Wickham to win this one if they're going to stay up there.
Mm. No, I'd agree with that, Jason. Okay, we'll move on to Naps then. No Pete Farries this week, napping-wise at least, because there's no championship games. So it's left to the two of us to try and put together a double. Where are you going to go, Jason?
I think there's real value to be had in some of these games. I like the couple of ones I picked down, that Walsall game, and also in the Wickham game there, I like that under 2.5. For me, Walsall, they've been given too much value in this game against Bury at home. The win's at 5-4, but I'm feeling confident they're going to get 2 goals before Bury do in this game at 17-10. It's just too good to turn down for me.
Okay, so Walsall race 2-2 at 17-10. I'm going to go for a game that we haven't actually looked at on the podcast, and it's Newport against York in League 2. It's an early kickoff on the Saturday, not televised, but it is a 1 o'clock kickoff. And the pick is going to be under 1.5 goals at 21-10. I just think they're two sides who don't score many goals. Newport, so far this season, have been really poor, if I'm being honest. It wouldn't surprise me if they win this one, because York aren't a whole deal better. But I think both sides just really struggle when they go forward. Under 2.5 isn't a bad price either, but under 2 at 21-10, or under 1.5, that is, so under 2 goals, the same market on the website, will do for me on this occasion. I just think it's one of those games I just can't... I wouldn't say can't get excited about. I just think it'll be really tight with two sides scrapping. And ultimately, if they both got a point, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
So, no, I think very good pick there, to be honest. And do we know why this game's at 1 o'clock at all?
I'd imagine it's probably just to do with the internationals, isn't it? Trying to get it done so that people will go and watch that game and then go and watch the international game as well. But
I'm thinking York aren't probably going to stay overnight, and my geography isn't the best, but York to Newport early kickoff. I always feel with some of these teams, when you mix around the kickoff times, it can get you some funny results, because obviously they're not used to...
No, that is true, actually.
Early chips. So I think you could be right. It could be like, I think there's a run of, even in the Premier League sometimes, some of these early games really, it's as if no one's really woken up. There's no atmosphere.
Well, I find that as well. I do the European podcast most weeks with Ray Druitt as well. And you see sometimes, say in Italy or Spain, they'll have what is over here, a 11:30 kickoff. And it's almost like they're not with it. You know, they just seem... It's obviously, I know this won't affect people in England, but it's the hottest part of the day. You know, the players just aren't used to playing than they're used to playing late at night. And I know that Newport and York, you know, it's hardly going to be the warmest day, you wouldn't have thought, in Newport. But you're right, they can throw up a few strange ones. I'm hoping that this one will just throw up a bit of a ball draw, to be honest, or a low-scoring win if there is one. So we'll put those two together. So under 1.5 in Newport York, 21-10, and Walsall race to 2 against Bury, which is now 8-5, Jason. Put those two together, and it's just over 7-1, which isn't bad for a double, is it?
It's not a bad double, is it? And I'm confident there. Do we have the standings? Do I really want to know how far Pete is ahead?
I've got them outside. Pete is nearly £100 up, I think, if not just over £100 up.
Then 19, I think.
I'm on about 35, and I think you're on about 19.
So. Yeah, because the 29th, I lost.
So
okay, need a winner.
Yeah, we could do with one this week to boost our chances, but. Fingers crossed. Anyway, best of luck if you are having a bet this weekend. I know there isn't the usual wealth of football to go at, but hopefully we've given you a win or two. And we'll be back next week with more League One and League Two action. Thank you very much, Jason.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.